That gives some really interesting indicators about how it is that electronic dance music, in this case, can be used to kind of manipulate, if you like, people's sense of time and energy and so on. I mean, clearly this can be used for purely recreational purposes, as it is in a dance club. But do you think there are also ways, I mean, because you are also a medic as well as a DJ and a producer, do you think there are ways that you can see that this could be used in health applications of one sort or another?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I've been doing a little bit of work in the hospital where there's a great project in Oxford University Hospitals called ArtLink, and in that there's a music service where we go around to patients on various wards in Oxford Hospitals, and we just play some music of their choosing, and some of the reactions I get from that are really, really beautiful. And some of the patients are repeat patients who I might see every week, and the kinds of stories anecdotally I'm hearing from their carers is that their mood has changed in a way that has lasted much longer than the music intervention did, because we only played maybe a few tunes to them. Often tracks that they're familiar with and they have, you know, some sort of personal connection with. But that seems to have some baseline effect on their mood, which lasts a fairly long time. But of course, there are so many other ways in which you can use music in healthcare, not just, creating an uplifting mood or, you know, creating some sense of joy. Slightly more different functions is, and I know a lot of music is being used in movement disorders, because it's a lot easier to move to a beat than without a beat. And so by function of what you were saying, the entrainability of music, that probably provides additional links with the motor system, which makes it a bit easier for people with Parkinson's to recalibrate their motor systems. It's also being used in schizophrenia, ADHD, autistic spectrum disorders, to increase focus and attention, amongst many other things.
There is, of course, a longish history of music therapy. I mean, some people trace the use of music in this kind of therapeutic manner back to stories from the Bible about music being used to soothe people's troubled hearts and so on. And as you point out, music has been used in therapy across a kind of range of circumstances, from people suffering from stress through to, as you say, autism and Parkinson's disease and so on. Do you think there are ways in which the specific kind of music that you're involved in, dance music, might be engaged, and that perhaps has not been so much engaged up till now as it might have been? Are there things about dance music that you think might have kind of some special value in this area?
I think it's hard to say. For me, definitely. Therefore, for some people, I think it would be a huge benefit. From my own experience of the hospital work that I'm doing, the music that is chosen is music that they're familiar with. And I think people in hospitals, usually of a certain age, most people prefer the music that they were listening to between 15 and 25. So I haven't seen that much electronic music being used in healthcare settings.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really interesting point that it does seem that the music that people are exposed to at this kind of critical point in their lives, back to the rhythms of life, actually, isn't it? Mm. That this critical point in their lives between the age of about 15 and 25 seems to have this kind of very special grab value for them. And as you point out, since music therapy has perhaps been used quite extensively with people who are in an older age bracket, for them, electronic dance music is not something that was probably going on at that point in their lives. But as you point out, with younger participants, younger clients, if you like, this music will be the music of their 15 to 25 period of life. And so it does seem as though we should be much more open to the fact that this kind of music, for some people, will be the central music of their lives. And therefore, it has to be a kind of music that people in healthcare settings, music therapists or others, are more aware of and more able to use, and that we don't regard it as being only a music of of a kind of rather, you know, decadent club kind of scene. That this is music that is just as legitimate in healthcare setting as is the tunes of ABBA and the Beatles and whatever, which tends to be the kind of music perhaps that an older age group ask for.
Yeah, there's clearly a massive patient population that will love electronic music and that will derive a lot of benefit from that.